Hi, Mr. Gerlach. How are you doing?
I'm good, Ms. King. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Is it okay for us to go ahead and start the interview at this time?
That'd be great. Please do.
Okay. First and foremost, I just want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me. As a graduate student in the Innovation, Leadership, and Entrepreneurship program, I am beyond ecstatic to interview you and learn of your experiences dealing with innovation, leadership, and entrepreneurship. To get started, could you please tell me about yourself, including but not limited to your educational background?
Sure. My name is Dan Gerlach. I've been a resident of North Carolina for almost 25 years. I have a master's in public administration as my top degree. I've done various things in the state. I've run a nonprofit think tank organization. I've worked for the governor of the state as his chief budget and finance advisor. I've run a foundation, a $1.1 billion foundation, and I've served for a brief time as chancellor of university. But now I'm the owner and operator of my own consulting firm.
Okay. Do you have anything else further that you'd like to discuss about your background?
No, I have a particular interest in, just because of my diversity of experiences I've been blessed to have, I'm interested in how business, philanthropy, government, and education all work together. And so that's where I formed my businesses, finding that there's a gap in the translation between those sectors. I mean, they don't always understand each other, and if I can help make those connections, then I've provided something of value to people.
Okay. What adolescent memory or memories, if any, would you attribute to the career pathway you chose?
Well, my parents were very involved in my church, very involved in life service, but I have I like working hard, and so I'm being an entrepreneur, coming in my 50s, is something not foreign to me. My mom had her own catering business. She started up and operated for almost 50 years. So I just come from a family of hard workers, and that's driven it. And also service about the idea of giving back and using what we've been given to for the good of others. You know, something like is a memory from my teenage days. But once you got to be 10 years old in my house, my parents' house, you got put to work. So
okay, I understand. Over the span of your career, what has been your favorite professional project?
Working on helping young people from modest backgrounds attend college. When I was with the Golden Leaf Foundation, I helped with a scholarship and leadership development program that helped many people from rural North Carolina, including many from the 252, go to college and expand their horizons. And also, what worked for Governor Easley, working on programs such as the Early College Program, of which North Carolina is still a national leader, to help people get college credit while they're still in high school at no cost to the family or to the taxpayers. That's a big way to help more people get access to higher levels of education. I'm a first generation college graduate myself, so I take some pride in that.
I'm right there with you. So I would certainly think that would be a memorable innovation on certainly carrying on and allowing others in North Carolina to be recipients of as you said, first generation bachelor's degree or master's degree or so on and so forth.
Thank you.
Okay. Noting that you have held several roles in some leadership capacities, what helps you to evolve as a leader, both professionally and personally?
I think professionally, it's the opportunity to work with a lot of people who are passionate about what they do, no matter what their age, no matter what their background. It is the exposure to a lot of people with a lot of different kinds of backgrounds. So where are you from originally, Tiffany?
New Bern, North Carolina.
Well, so you're New Bern. So are you from New Bern, New Bern? Are you from Havelock?
I'm from New Bern, yep.
Okay, you're from New Bern, Bears. All right. So,
absolutely.
So I know New Bern, I know Craven County, right? And I know people from there, same as I know people from Raleigh, same as I know people from Jones County, same as I know people from Culloway. And so being exposed to a lot of different kinds of people from a lot of different experiences and backgrounds helps you become a leader. And in my professional background, kind of just being open and welcome to that.
I love that.
That's there. And also personally, having grounding in faith that helps give you definition of the kind of things that, and to be open to what may or come next, and knowing that. That whatever I thought I was going to be when I was in college, I thought I was going to be a chemical engineer because that's what other people thought I would be.
Right.
But I did not. I became an economist and have done all these other kind of cool things. So that's what I learned about personally is about I know that I don't know. And once you approach that from that kind of humility, you're going to be okay.
I love that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
What will your new venture entail? Can you tell me what deliverables Dan Gerlach LLC will provide for our community?
I sure can. So some of the things I can do are, one is a better understanding of business and education and government and philanthropy for each other. So for people who have resources who want to put it towards solving the great problems of our time and maybe have never been to New Bern, to say, oh man, I'd love to help Eastern North Carolina. Well, I can help them with the type of people who we know, with people I know, who would be who could use that money for the good that the people who are blessed to have those resources want to give it. The idea of connecting business to the understand how government works. And so they say, well, I want to be able to be prosperous and I can't find people who want to work for me. Well, if we have sort of conversation with some of the education leaders and so forth, we can close that gap. So there'll be a lot of, if Dan Gerlach LLC is successful, we'll have closed a lot of gaps between the sectors and their communication and therefore their effectiveness.
Well, that was actually my last question, but before we go, do you have any entrepreneurial advice or just life advice in general?
Sure. Well, I think you have to be an entrepreneur. You have to have a kind of a plan of how you're going to be able to meet your core needs while you're doing so. Because I'm blessed in that I've been able to save money over time, so I have cushion. Whereas I'm not going to have to worry about where my next meal come from or something like that. But I think taking the time to measure where your gap is. Where the gap is that nobody else is saying it, and why you are the right person to lead yourself or others to fill that gap. This is the most important thing. Because when I was out there and I was a big shot running a university or running a foundation, you learn a lot when you're not in those positions about what exactly about your experience and your work is valuable to others. And that's something that you have to kind of figure out, but you have to be ready for it. That's my advice.
Okay. Well, again, I want to thank you for responding to my request for an interview on Twitter.
Despite being
absolutely apprehensive about that tactic, I had recently opened an account in hopes of being able to reach out to you and just of being able to reach out to other entrepreneurs. So I'm absolutely ecstatic that it worked out in my favor. And again, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time and sitting down with me and giving me some advice regarding leadership, innovation, and entrepreneurship.
So, Tiffany, I'm interested. So you're doing your work at Western Carolina now. Did you do your undergrad? Where'd you do your undergraduate work?
I originally started doing undergrad at Wake Forest University.
Okay.
Again, I was not experienced or did not know much about the university system and how I would navigate everything. So
yeah.
Although I pretty much had the grades to go to Wake Forest, I did not have the finances. I ended up leaving Wake Forest after my fourth year. I had about 108 credits out of the 120 necessary. And just because I couldn't finish, I had a financial burden. I left school and I sort of got into the work sector, and I worked up until about 2017. And in 2016-17, I kind of got back into school because I had been looking for somewhere for so long that would take a majority of my credits without chopping me down to a freshman or a sophomore. And, you know, I had looked at NC State with having 108 credits. Many institutions were not excited about admitting me. Many of them wanted, like ECU told me that I could have, I think, about 40 of those credits. It was either between 40 and 60. NC State told me I could have 60 of the credits. And I kept searching and waiting and waiting. And finally, Fayetteville State University allowed me to come into their program. And they told me that I only needed to get 30% of my credits from them. So I graduated actually last year with my bachelor's degree in sociology. And since then, I've just been pushing and moving forward. Now, you know, I'm in the master's program, and I'm absolutely loving it.
Well, that's resilient. The fact that you were able to do that shows a lot about your character, I think, and your work ethic and your vision for yourself. So
thank you.
I wish you the best of luck. I'm glad we connect.
Thank you very, very much. I look forward to keeping in contact with you.
You be blessed.
You do the same. Thank you.